All right. And as we're waiting for the next question, it's like, usually you guys are firing off questions left, right, and center. And here we have to like wait.
Maybe we should go one at a time, but I have some here. I think we're trying to not talk over each other. So I have one here of the the price. A lot of people are asking about the price. What does it cost?
Okay, the cost will be determined. Well, the cost has already been determined, but it will be when the shopping cart is opened up, then you guys will see what it is. Okay. So I'm not talking about the cost. If this is a cost thing, if you're going to decide what your future ability to be able to unleash your potential and realize all the aspects that we've been talking about, if that's dependent upon a cost, then you probably don't want to do TAP. Okay. Now it's not going to be 10,000 or 5,000. What's it worth? Well, you have to answer what it's worth. That's what you have to determine, but it's going to be easily affordable for anybody who wants to do it, but it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be like $10,000 or something ridiculous like that, but it is going to be something where there's a commitment. All right. So I'm not going to say what that is right now. You guys can see when it comes open and then you can decide if it's worth it to you or not. To me, what I've done so far with the focus groups that I've had, there was not one single person that said, oh yeah, that price is the ideal price. Everyone said that is too low. Every single person in that focus group said, that is too low, Dr. Pitar. You need to increase the price. So I'll just leave it at that.
And we have someone
can
asking.
You guys see my screen right now?
Yes.
Can you guys see my screen right now? That is what the Tap Into Reality Multimillionaire Mindset Program application for membership looks like. So I can guarantee nobody's filled that in yet. So that's what you have to fill in. You just start the process and it'll take you right through it. And it'll take about 15 to 20 minutes to fill it out.
We have someone asking if their kids can use the same account.
Absolutely. So when somebody joins TAP, Dr. Northup, you're going to love this story. So I have this oncologist that came to the Advanced Medicine Conference 2 years ago. He happens to be in Charlotte, and he came. My nurse practitioner, who's been with me for 22 years, brings him up to me to introduce him. And he's just so grateful to have an opportunity to shake my hand, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, very humbling, because I'm used to oncologists just being dumbasses, basically, right? So, I mean, I just don't tolerate dumb oncologists. But this guy was completely the opposite. So anyway, he joins TAP. And then I noticed there are 5 memberships with the same last name. So he bought 5 memberships, one for himself and then one for each of his kids that were in college. So I called him and I said, what was this for? Because one of my staff pointed out to me. And we knew it wasn't a mistake because all the first names were different. So he said, no, I want each of my kids to have access to this too. And I said, one membership for the whole family. And he goes, no, but listen, I know you're doing a lot. Just keep the money. I was like, no. You take that money back and you do something with it. One membership per family. And yes, your kids can use it. Now, we do ask that if it's your kids, if it's your in your family, meaning, you know, they're living in the home at home, that's fine. If you're going to do this with your son who has 3 kids and then your daughter who has 4 kids, and then, you know, this isn't like a whole clan type of thing. It's one membership per family. And there is a TAP book that will be coming out. So that a membership gets you one book. So you would have to, if you have 10 members in your family, you got 8 kids and your wife and everybody's using the information and you know, they all want their own copies, then you'd have to purchase additional books. But there's only one book. There's certain things, there's only one component for you get, but access to the online components and the teachings and the education components, it's for the family, immediate family in that household.
There are some questions about the opportunities and when will they begin?
They will begin immediately for those that want to participate. It is not mandatory for people to participate in any of those activities, and it's completely up to their discretion. We've had some people that have invested in some of these opportunities. We've had some people that have decided to participate in them, but not from an investment standpoint. And so there's varied opportunities. There's actually 11. There were 11 originally in three different market sectors. There are a couple more that are being added on. There's one more that's an ancillary component of the mango communities that I'll just mention that. I'm not going to talk about, go into more details, but there is one that's going to be a very, very quick one. It's going to be limited to so many people only because it's a very fast moving component. And it deals with food, real estate, natural resources, and an ongoing source of revenue. There's going to be expenses, but ongoing source of revenue. All four of those things all wrapped into one. And it's something that I'm doing already, and I'm taking it to the next level and scaling it up. And I need some partners. So if in TAP, I'm going to open that up. If TAP members want to join me in that, they're welcome to do so. So it incorporates all four of those things. Because remember, food is one of the most critical things. The largest landholder of farmland in the United States now is Bill Gates.
I know.
And I'm sorry?
I said, I know, it's horrifying.
Right. So that's one reason that one of the things that I'm working on right now is actually on a food basis, and it's related to farms. And I don't want to get into that right now. When TAP is, once we've got the new membership there, then I'm going to be doing a couple of webinars, and this one probably is going to be a very time sensitive component, but I've already taken the strides forward myself, and anybody else that wants to join me, they're going to be welcome to join me. But anyway, there's a number of different opportunities, and each one will be different because some people are going to be very excited about some of them, but they don't understand. Other people may not have any interest in it. So that's totally up to you guys. The commonality of TAP is a mindset that we're going to create the world that we want and that we're going to move forward and to help each other, to contribute to the group, to contribute to the society. It was described to me by an outsider that started seeing TAP and now wants to become a TAP member himself. It was described to me as the ultimate investment, self-empowerment. What was the word he used? Investment, self-empowerment community. I think that's what he said. Or clan? No. Yeah, community. And that's really what it is. It's supposed to be something that we can all get together and support each other. Some of us may know a lot about subject A, but know nothing about subject B. And a lot of us may be experts in that subject B, may know a little bit about subject A, but know nothing about subject C. So it's about bringing that community together and going beyond what each of us are capable of by ourselves. So by combining our individual efforts, we will get greater than the sum of our equal parts. And that's what the goal is.
Yeah.
Do I need to pull up the other? Let me see if I can just stop this and I'll put up the other thing so that people have that access to that. Okay, you guys can continue with the questions, but I'm going to pull up the screen with those three links.
Oh, that's good. Will there be a replay of this webinar?
There wasn't supposed to be one, but I think because we had so many people that were not able to attend, it is being recorded. I wasn't planning on allowing it to be replayed, but I think we probably will.
On top of that, people who did not register, could they be able to watch it as well?
That is a loaded question. I don't know if that would be possible. It may be possible, but they will not be able to get that information as far as about details about the webinar, like the people that registered, because they'll just automatically get an email saying, here's where the webinar is. So what we may end up doing is if we do decide to let the world see this, which I think at this point, I'm kind of inclined to do that, it would be it would probably be put on the Tap Into Reality website, and that way people could watch it.
A couple of questions about using TAP for the concepts with younger children, not just teenagers, but maybe even grade school, to help bring them up with the right mindset if you're a TAP member and have those in the household. Thoughts on that?
I think that's phenomenal. In fact, my son, Abby, who's 22, he was here with his younger brother, Rahan. They just left yesterday. They were here with me for a week. And Rahan has been going through some challenges. He just turned 17 yesterday, the day before yesterday. And some of the things that Abhi said were so profound, and he's got a different perspective. And so, and he's just incredible with kids. And so I was gonna actually have Abhi start a component of TAP with the younger group, meaning, you know, 5 to 15 year olds, 5 to 10 year olds, something in that group. I want there to be, because that's the most important group, right? I mean, it's literally the most important group because they are the future of our world. And so we have to make sure that we nurture them and protect them from all this minutia that's going on right now, insulate them and empower them with the information that's going to allow them to leap from our backs to the next level so that they can go into the stratosphere. And this is the biggest motivation for me, was my kids. So certainly, you know, that my motivation and my desire is to make sure that the younger community, the next generations coming after us, it's our responsibility to pass this information on to them, to preserve it and pass it on to them. And this is really, guys, what's happening right now. The attack right now is not against people. It's against our minds. It's against our mindset. It's against the ability for people to realize how sovereign they really are. So this is where the battle is. To me, protecting the children and helping empower them, as opposed to some of this other stuff that's going on, you know, the viruses, the vaccines, the fear-mongering with the masks, the gender gray zone now, you know, what, I mean, this is all part and parcel of taking autonomy away from children. And I want to give it back to them. So yes, I am all for that. And there is a plan. We've talked about it. There's been in discussions, more than discussions, on having a TAP version for the younger kids. It's going to be the same information, but brought down in a more, I don't want to say elementary, because children are deeper. I would actually find that the children would probably get many of these concepts better than the adults would. And the nice thing with children, the younger they are, they haven't been tainted. Their minds haven't been contaminated. They haven't learned limitations yet. There's still unlimited potential within them, within their mind. So yes, absolutely, I want to do something with children. And if there are people that are coming into TAP or people that are already in TAP that have ideas and want to implement something like that, guys, that would be the most powerful way of teaching and schooling. I mean, you talk about homeschooling, what do kids learn? Right now, these are the things that they need to learn. This is the most important thing that they need to learn.
Someone's asking if they start the application and want to continue tomorrow, will they be able to continue where they left off or start over tomorrow? Can you save it, basically?
I honestly don't know. I don't think so. I think it'll time out, but it's not going to take more than 15, 20 minutes. So it's not a, you know, it's not something that's going to be a long process like that, but I don't think it'll save it because I think it'll time out.
And there's a question.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. That's a good question, because there are some areas that's like paragraphs. So what you could do is go through it. And when you start getting to those points where it's asking, because, you know, hey guys, I'm not making it easy. I want some essays, okay? So in those essay portion, did you like that, Dr. Northrup? I'm having them write essays. So I want to make it, so I want to know that's the right people coming in. You know, marketing people that tell me all the time, hey, you got to make it easy so they can get here and boom, boom, and quick decision, et cetera, et cetera. I'm making this as long and drawn out as possible. You know why? Because I want those that don't have definiteness of purpose and the intention to go forward. If they're going to get lazy and they think it's not going to, you know, I can't do this, it's too difficult. Guess what? If that's too difficult, you're not going to be a contributing member of TAP. So it's part of the weeding out process. That's why I want 10,000 people. Now, my problem is going to be if I have 10,000 people that apply and 10,000 people meet the criteria, then what are we going to do? So I got to figure that part out. But I don't know if that would be a great problem to have. But no, I think it's going to be pretty quick. You know, within 15, 20 minutes, you'll be able to finish the application process. If you want to, if you feel like that you need more time, then one of the things you can do is just go through the application process, write down that question where the essay is at, because probably 70% of the questions are just, you know, very, very simple, one word or check off boxes. But there's probably three or four questions that are more detailed, where it asks you to explain things. And if you see that that's going to take you more time, then just jot those questions down. do it in a Word document. Once you've gotten that perfected, then come back in the application process, go through it, and it's copy and paste those answers in there. And that's going to be the best way to do it. That's how I actually, there was a process that I was involved with that years ago, and that's how I did it. I wrote it all out on a Word document. And when I went back to the process online, I was just copy paste so that it was already there. I didn't have to think about it then.
There's a question of, can you give an overview of what TAP provides to members once they join? Maybe a basic outline of the principles and ongoing support, et cetera.
Again, when we open up the shopping cart, you will see the list of the categories, the opportunities, and all the different things. And actually, it's a lot more than that because there's things that aren't even listed that people are going to have. But again, that, you know, I can tempt people with all sorts of information, but this isn't about me tempting anyone. This is about apply first and let's see. The overview portions will be coming when the shopping cart opens up. When I open up the ability for people to join, then you will see all the different aspects or most of the different aspects. But right now it's just about getting on the waiting list. So I don't want to go into those details because Aaron, you know, Eric, you know, Tiffany, you know, you guys know, Dr. Northrup, you know, all the different components. They're quite extensive, and that just opens up another area of, you know, that takes up time. So the first day of training for the first original TAP group, the first day of training was 5 hours straight. It was 5 hours, guys. Oh, no, I'm sorry, excuse me. It was 5.5 hours. It was 5 hours and 35 minutes straight. All right. And then we had the second day's training. And the second day's training, there were many questions before we started the second day's training. Can anybody guess what the most prevalent question before the second day's training was? And the second day's training was 5 hours. But can anybody guess what that was? If anybody can guess that, Dr. Northrup is going to buy you lunch. Anybody have an idea what the most prevalent question? And coaches, if you guys know the answer, you don't count. You can't answer that.
I think Terry has it here. Terry Lubin, bathroom break.
That's exactly what it was. I said, Dr. Pichard, are you going to give us a bathroom break today? Because it was like 5.5 hours and no bathroom break. And people apparently didn't want to break away from the screen and miss anything. So the good thing is the training for the first 2 days is not going to be live. It's going to be a recording. It's going to be the same information that the original TAP members got. But then there'll be additional aspects that will be done live that are furthering upon those principles. And those will all be archived on the portal. So you'll have lifelong support. Lifelong access to that content.
So there's just a bit of misconception about the invitation code. If you were already signed up to Advanced Medicine, whether a free or a paid account, you don't need to sign up again. That's only for people who are not signed up at Advanced Medicine. So don't worry about the invitation code.
In Advanced Medicine is just a gift that everybody has. Many people on here may have already had access to it, like Tiffany said. So you don't have to worry about that. But in case this is the first time you've heard about Advanced Medicine or you didn't know what the headmap was or you want to access the headmap, that's where that becomes relevant. It has nothing to do with TAP, but the Advanced Medicine platform is how you will access the TAP portal once you become a TAP member. Okay, so in fact, I'll see if I can just pull that up and I'll just show you guys. So Tiffany, you can go on with the next question and I'll see if I can.
A couple of people are asking if they are already IADFW members, if they will get a discount for the TAP program.
Write those people's names down and make sure that they're going to be charged double if they want to come in. That's a poverty mindset. And if they want to be in, they're going to have to pay double now. Just write their names down. I'm only being half facetious here right now.
Well, fortunately for those people, I can't find their name. I don't think I'll be able to find your names. So you're off the hook. So
listen to how kind Tiffany is. Now, listen, guys, I'm going to tell you something. You want to hear a mindset, the right type of mindset? Listen to this mindset. So I have a coach. She's from Australia. Her name is Tiffany, and she happens to be one of the people that are on here right now. That's the one that you hear with the accent. So Tiffany is a coach in my Map to Get Ahead program. And we find out that there's all this money that's owed to Tiffany from her commissions. And we're getting ready to send this wire. And Tiffany says, no, 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 I don't want that. Like, what? She wants that to be paid to her in advanced medicine coins. Now, I'm not going to go into details because this is going to open up about 20 other questions. But part of this is we're all going to be, if you own businesses, you'll be able to issue your own essential currency. And I had told my coaches that, guys, if I owe you $100, I'm going to pay you $100. But if you decide that you want to take an advanced medicine coins, you're going to get $110 worth of advanced medicine coins, which are redeemable on advanced medicine. Tiffany goes, and this is like five digits, okay? And it's not like 10,000. It's a lot of money. It's way more than 10, like 2.5 times that. No, don't send me that. I want advanced medicine coins instead. That is a mindset. See, I mean, she's, just think about it for a second. A lot of people would say, no, give me the money, give me the money, give me the money. But she's thinking beyond it. She says, okay, the dollars cost me X. This is what the dollar is. And that dollar allows me to buy X, whatever that commodity is. But I can get 1.1x being from a purchase power if I get it in advanced medicine coins. See, that's not a poverty mindset. That's an empowerment mindset, thinking I am able to buy more. Most people are going to be just afraid because I got to get the money now. I got to get the money. They're not looking at what's it going to be worth 10 days down the road, or 20 days, or 3 months, or 6 months, right? This is how cryptocurrency, just remember how Bitcoin started. And again, we're not going to go in and talk about these subjects, but I just want to mention when Bitcoin started, I had a guy that did some work for me in South Africa. And between 2015 and 2016, I paid him $85,000 to do this work, but he wanted it in Bitcoin. And at that time, Bitcoin was limited to $5,000 purchase of Bitcoin. And I had been told about Bitcoin. I didn't know what it was. I told one of my project managers, I said, just go ahead and get, $10,000 worth of Bitcoin. He said, well, we can't, we're only limited to 5,000. And this guy, that's how he wants to be paid. So we weren't able to get into Bitcoin because I was paying him. Well, he became a billionaire because I paid him $85,000 in Bitcoin, and Bitcoin average, the average price of Bitcoin during that year and a half period was about $80. So, and then you can imagine when it hit 60,000. So he became very wealthy. He was in South Africa. So based on the rand, he became a billionaire. But anyway, it's the insight and being able to move forward. Because how many people that were told about Bitcoin said, it's just garbage, I'll forget about it. Well, it could have been, it's risky, but those that take the risk, they're the ones who are going to reap the benefit. There's always going to be a consequence to your action. Either you're going to reap the benefit or you're going to pay the price, to pay the consequence. But either way, it's your choice. I have no problem with dealing with whatever the outcome is, as long as it was my choice. But when you start getting into mandatory vaccines or some of this other nonsense, it's no longer my choice. And I have to deal with the ramification of a decision that somebody else made for me. And that's what I want to teach and tap, is that it's your choice. It's your decision. Pay the price, or pay the consequence, or reap the benefit. But at least it was your choice. There's no guarantees in any of this stuff. But at least you made the choice. You were the one who was behind the wheel. You controlled everything.
I had a tap.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that part of what I want to teach people in TAP, and Dr. Northrup and I had actually, we've had a couple of conversations on this, is for people to realize that it is when you're uncomfortable, it's when you're growing.
Yeah.
And so I want people to start to get comfortable being uncomfortable. When you can be comfortable being uncomfortable, you are now getting there.
Yeah.
As Dr. Northrup says, the keys to the kingdom. That's where I want you to get to. I want you to be comfortable being uncomfortable. So do you think I'm going to make the process of you applying and joining TAP comfortable? No, I'm not.
That's perfect, because I was going to say Amy Rayleigh was a comment she made, I thought was the perfect, TAP mindset. She said, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. and sign me up.
Beautiful. That's exactly what Roosevelt said. There's nothing to fear except for fear itself. Those that leap, the net will appear. That's another favorite one of mine. And I show a lot of my slides and my slide presentations. I usually put that in there somewhere. But guys, this is what it comes down to. There's nothing that I'm going to say. And if you're looking for me to say something to compel you or to convince you to do it, that's the wrong answer. But if you feel it, those are the people I want, the people that feel it. And you feel it. And if you don't feel it, that's okay. There's nothing wrong if you don't feel it. It just may not be for you. But if you feel it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you felt the tap. I didn't plan it that way. Remember, I did not plan tap coming out and being, because you guys know that I never talked about if you felt the tap. I never talked about that when we released tap originally. But now it's coming, if you feel the tap. It's going to become a saying.
Yeah.
Had a question here. Is this something that can be done anonymously, like without social media or having people know we're doing it?
Well, let me answer that by asking a question. What is the reason that you would want to do it anonymously?
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, see if they answer that. Because here's the thing, guys. This is another teaching point. If you are faced with a decision and you base that decision on love, you will always be right. But it will usually be the road less traveled. Conversely, the road most often traveled is the one that's motivated by fear. So if the person is saying that I want to do this anonymously because I'm afraid of X, Y, and Z, then I would say your premise is wrong and I would not want you to join TAP because I think that the direction you're moving in is wrong. But if it's, you know, if you're basing this on love, that you want to do it and empower people and you don't want them necessarily know, kind of like, you know, when somebody gifts something to somebody or the guy that leaves, $1,000 behind the plant, or underneath the doormat of, you know, 10 different families at Christmas and doesn't want them to know who he was, but he was blessing them, you know, then I guess you could do it that way. But no, you don't have to do this through social media or anything. They are TAP members that are participating in certain things they're creating their own businesses, their own markets, their own, some of these people had never been in business themselves and they've already started creating components. And so it's hard to do something like that anonymously, but I would just be curious to ask why you'd want to do it anonymously, but there are people that are doing that, that are in TAP and there is no fanfare and they're not yelling and screaming and telling the whole world about it. They're just doing it quietly themselves. I mean, it's basically just you and the internet and, you know, you getting on the internet and going through the videos and going through the material and coming on the live webinars and the talks. And then we have calls to action to, you know, things to do, participating in any of the investment opportunities if you want. And if you don't, you don't have to. And theoretically, you could do it anonymously, but I'm not sure why that's an important thing. Unless you're going through a divorce and you're trying to hide your assets from your ex-spouse or something.
We have a question here from Neil, and he says, I'm 86 on no drugs with 30 years to go. Is this membership right for me?
Let's see, 86 with 30 years to go. So that would put him at 116. And yes. I think that if you have at least 30 years, I mean, I'm not sure why you would say you've only got 30 years left though. I mean, we gotta get that straightened out because tell me, Dr. North, if you agree with this, there is no reason given the current technology that we have that a human being cannot live to an age of 120 with the same level of quality that they had when they were in their 50s or 60s or 70s. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the only reason that we haven't done it is that we haven't seen it, and we have a upper limit of what we think is possible, because cultural portals, what you see and what you believe, are far more potent than biology. And that's based on Dr. Mario Martinez's work with 700 healthy centenarians all over the world. Now, we said healthy, and they're an interesting group because they're all alike. And when you ask them, when did you last see a doctor? They go, I don't know, all my doctors are dead. They're very future oriented. Gosh, your garden is nice. Wait till you see it in 4 years. They're very boundary. Can I interview you?
I love that. All my doctors are dead. That's, I love that.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite lines is most of my truly critical colleagues from the past are all dead.
So actually, you know, to take Dr. Northrup's point to the next level, just think about this, that when the first person broke the 5-minute mile and then they broke the 4-minute mile, you know, nobody had ever even thought that it was possible to break a 4-minute mile.
That's
because everybody
right.
was shooting for that 5-year. So the level of ability keeps on increasing, and it's not because it wasn't possible 50 years ago and now it's possible today. It's because the mind didn't believe or didn't conceive that it was possible 50 years ago.
That's right. That's right. And so the morphogenic field of humanity hadn't had that input yet. And that's why this group is so potent, because together we will be creating something that has not yet been seen. You know, the reason my brothers have done so well, both of them in business, is they didn't go to college. So they weren't taught why they couldn't do what it is they have done.
Yeah. It's one of the best gifts that if nobody's ever created that barrier that you can't do something,
yeah,
you know, it's it allows you to be able to, you know, the bumblebee defies all laws of aerodynamics. The bumblebee cannot fly, but the bumblebee doesn't know that it can't fly or flies. So actually my lab partner, Dr. Victoria, I took quotes at the beginning of every one of my chapters in my books, and he wrote in the chapter that I put his quote on, he said, Buttar is a bumblebee of medicine. But the bumblebee doesn't know that it can't fly, so he just flies. And what he actually said, which was a little bit harsher, he said, you're too stupid to know that you can't fly, so you just fly. And so basically, I was like, I'll take it however you want to play it. That's fine. But the morphogenic field, like Dr. Northrup just said, the morphogenic field had not been, had not been potentiated see that possibility. And that's really what TAP is doing. TAP is created to allow for us to together shift that morphogenic field into a field that is more conducive to the probabilities, and to take those possibilities and make them into probabilities, and in actuality, take them all the way into reality.
Right, right, right.
When I apply for the scrolls, will they come to my email?
Yes, so there may be a problem with that right now. So if you have applied, don't worry, you will get it, but the plan is that you will get an email, and that email will have a link to a page, and then you can go there and download that scroll. It'll just be a PDF. You can right click or save target. However you download any document on your computer, that's how you would be able to download it. And if the site is not coming up right now, I'm pretty sure that it's going to have a problem sending those things out, but it should all be smoothed out probably within the next couple of hours, definitely by tomorrow morning. And guys, if you registered for this webinar, you will get an email letting you know about the webinar, and you'll be able to see the replay. and you will get the links and all the stuff, all the information that I've got here, so that you know exactly where to go to get the scrolls and to be able to access the advanced medicine aspect if that's something that you haven't done yet, and also to be able to apply for TAP. So all those links will be there.
How long is the course, and how often, in what form will it be offered?
Well, it's not a course, it's a lifestyle, it's a mindset, and the content that we have right now, the basic primer, if you will, is about 10 and a half hours long. And that's day one of training, day two of training. The nice thing is for you guys, for the people that are coming to TAP, you can take 2 weeks to go through that material, or 2 days, or 10 hours. It's up to you. My suggestion would be to go through the whole material as fast as you can and then come back and go through it again. And if you have children, the few people that I know that did it with their children, it was amazing. It allowed the children to see a different part of to the parents, and the parents were able to see parts of the children and see them like wake up like flowers, bloom like flowers. So do it with your family, do it with your kids. And you can go through the material as many times as you want. That's the primer aspect, right? The basic ABC aspect. Then putting those ABCs together into words, those are the opportunities. And then we've got the continuing component, which is the interviews. And we have about 11 hours of the interviews right now, of which Dr. Northrup is one, David Icke is one, Greg Provenzano is one, Mikey Garcia is one, Albert Preciado is one. There are a whole bunch of different people that haven't done this, but Lynn McTaggart was a video, is one of the interviews. I think you know Lynn, right? Yeah. Bruce mm-hmm. Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton. So we've got some really, yeah. So, and actually Lynn McTaggart, she was the one who wrote the book on the intention experiment, right?
Right.
So she was very intrigued by some of the things that we were doing. But guys, when we have, just imagine if you have 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people of like-mindedness. If we had 300 people like of the same mindset as TAP, we could change the world. And we've already got 1,000. So we already know we're going to change the world. Now we're just bringing on another couple of thousand, but we are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And that's why I want them from all sectors of the world, from all parts of the world. I want them from all ethnicities, all religious backgrounds, all nationalities, all creeds, all cultures, because that's what it's going to take. Each person, wherever they are, becomes a beacon of light for others. And together, as TAP, worldwide, we are going to envelop the world with our morphogenic fields, which will then create the morphogenic field for the planet, for the rest of the people. That's what we're going to be doing. That's what we're already doing. So this is not a destination, it's a journey. So every Tuesday night, we do something, and this is not part of TAP, but a lot of the people that are coming on a regular basis are TAP members. But every Tuesday night, and Dr. Northrup, I invite you anytime you want, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. New York time, we do a meditation online. And we usually start, it's supposed to be 9 p.m., usually a couple minutes late, 5 minutes late we start. We do it for 6 minutes. We do some basic re-explanation for some of the new people. It takes 6 minutes, and then we stop and people feel it. 50% or more of the people. Last week, we had this past Tuesday, we had 457 people on there, and over 250 of them within 1 minute. We stopped after 1 minute to see. Over 250 of the 450 people that were on said they felt the difference physically within 1 minute.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Yeah, that's
And that's powerful. Just us creating. That was just our energy. Like absolutely. All of us, the collective.
Yep.
So when I say that was us, I mean you. If you were on that call, then you were the one who helped create that field. Yep. Except whatever you could do by yourself, and whatever I can do by myself, and whatever Aaron can do by himself, and whatever Tiffany can do by herself, whatever Eric can do by himself, whatever Dr. Northrup can do by herself, when we combine it together, we far exceed the sum of our individual parts. This is where 1 + 1 = 11.
Yep, absolutely.
So what we're going to do is, we've actually been on for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I'm actually surprised it's been that long. So we'll stay on for another 6 minutes of more questions, and then we're going to go ahead and shut it down, because I think Dr. Northrup, you know, her day is just starting. So she's got a social life out there.
This isn't a question, but it's sort of a comment that is quite good. It says, so this is a lifelong development of enlightenment of self and building a new practical system.
I had a hard time understanding that. Could you say that again? Could you say that again without your accent?
I don't know if I can do that. So this is lifelong development of enlightenment of self and building a new practical system.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes. Actually, Tiffany, write that down, because what I want to do is, you know, what Dr. Northrup used, when she used the term morphogenic field, it really hit me. And some of these other components, maybe we should have take some of these things together and really refine with the right words what we are about, because it's just going to help our identity take on. As soon as you start using those right terms, it takes on the energy. Just like I said, words have power, and you don't want to use like no for kids and the certain negative things that you don't want to put your attention towards, right? Where attention goes, energy flows. Well, we want to put our attention in certain areas, and that by doing so, we're actually creating that reality. So I would like to really hone in on the definition of what TAP is. And I know what it is energetically for me, and everybody has a slight difference, but that was a really nice way of putting it. And just to write that down for me so that we can we may submit that to all the members and have them come up with their definitions, you know, one sentence definitions, and then take the best of it and put it together.
I'm surprised nobody.
Go ahead.
There was kind of a question about, will members be assigned mentors? And I think they're kind of pointing towards, you know, maybe people in other locations of the world that maybe like English is a second language or things like that.
Yeah. So actually that, I don't know if that's somebody that's already in TAP that's asking that question, but that's actually up the plan, is that when the new people come in, the people that are participating, as with any group, you'll have people that are participating more and people that are participating less. So our existing TAP membership, we have a very hardcore group of about 600 people that are very, very active. And then we've got about 400 that are active to a lesser degree. But I want to assign anywhere from 5 to 10 people, almost like a big brother, big sister, to help them come into TAP. So they can answer certain questions, you know, if there's some technical things, they can't get into the portal or whatever it is, they don't understand certain concepts, kind of like to create their own small subgroup. And then we'll have bigger groups where it's basically each of the admins, then they'll be basically handling, you know, a few hundred people each. And then of course, we'll have our support system too. So it's a mentoring aspect, but not mentoring from information standpoint, but from a functional implementation standpoint. Does that make sense? I'm surprised that nobody has brought up something that I said it. I just want to see whether anybody would say anything, but I haven't heard anybody talk about it. And that was that I believe that TAP memberships will become a commodity, that they will actually be traded just like a car or something else. And so you trade up and I anticipate, I don't know whether anybody will give their membership up, but because it's going to be a finite number of people, my goal is that it becomes so valuable that nobody ever even considers that, because they know what it means to be a TAP member, and they've been financially, not just spiritually and emotionally and psychologically, but financially, they have had such a reward that they would never want to give it up. So I believe that there will be a tangible value to the TAP members. And the only reason I say that is that when TAP opened up originally and then shut down, we had people that wanted to come in. And when people asked for a refund, we had about 50 people that asked for the refund, which they got. And then because we said after the first day of training, you can ask for a refund. There were people that were asking on the webinars, and Tiffany, you probably remember this because you were there. I don't know, Aaron, if you and Eric were there. I know Tiffany was there, where they were asking, well, so-and-so just said that they wanted a refund. Does that mean that my brother can now join? Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
We had a number of situations like that. And we also had situations where people asked for a refund. They were issued a refund. And then this happened twice. They said, no, I've changed my mind. I don't want a refund now. And guess what? It was too late. They got refunded and that was it. The door was shut. But I was amazed by Dr. Northup. Is that surprising to you that somebody says, no, I've decided I want a refund. We issue the refund. They come back and say, no, I've decided I want to stay in. After the refund's been issued, we're like, game over. You can't get in. Well, I'd just like to get it, reverse the transaction back and like it's done.
That's the beauty of you. It's like, no, this is the way it is. There are boundaries. And I think so many people have learned, they've been taught, anything you can beg, you can negotiate, you can, it's like, no is no. I mean, it's what happens when you get this current shot. It changes something in your body, unless you're the 30% that got some kind of a saline. But here's the deal. This is not reversible. What you just did to yourself is not reversible. I'm very sorry. There's a bunch of us, including Dr. Pattar here. We have been saying this from the beginning, and not just with this, but with the 72 other shots that have been mandated in certain states. People have got to, I think one of the best things you can do for a person at this particular time is to have them actually feel the consequences of their decision with nobody coming to rescue them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny that you brought that up too, because I think I mentioned to you that my martial arts instructor, Master Rodriguez, who's probably on here right now, for years he's talked to me about doing something in a business venture. And then one of my patients, who was a professional golfer who had cancer, he had a stage 4 melanoma, and he went to Cleveland Clinic, and Cleveland Clinic gave him 6 months to live, and he didn't like that answer. So he went to Mayo Clinic, and Mayo Clinic said, we'll give you a year, but we have to amputate your leg. And he didn't like that. And Chris is now, I think he's 42. So he's way beyond, he's like 13 years out. And of course, cancer is a long memory gone, by. He's the guy that said, he was one of the few people, I've heard a key component that all my cancer patients that have done really well will say. And what Chris said was the same thing. I never said anything to him. He came up to me one day and he said, the greatest blessing in my life was when I got cancer. And when he said that, he said it woke him up. And so Chris and Master Rodriguez, both of them have wanted to do something with me in business. And so when TAP came along and I told them, they were excited about it. But when TAP finished and shut down, they hadn't joined. And I happened to talk to both of them and I mentioned something about TAP and came to realize that they never joined TAP. And both of them said the same thing. Well, just send me the link. And I was like, it's closed. And they're like, yeah, but it's okay. Just send me the link and I'll take care of the payment right now. I said, guys, it's closed. And I told my Master Rodriguez, I said, sir, don't you remember the definition of integrity that you taught the students? That the definition of integrity was doing the right thing, even though you know that nobody is watching. Still doing the right thing. Sometimes people say, well, I always do the right thing, but when somebody's not watching, then I can just do, go by the wayside. No, integrity is knowing that nobody's watching and still doing the right thing. And nobody's watching. And yes, I could send you the link and you could join TAP, but it's closed. It's been closed down now. And when it's closed for everyone. I don't care if it's my brother or, Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter. It's closed down. Actually, Jesus Christ wouldn't contest it.
Yeah, so that's something that's very, very unusual about you. Very unusual. It's like, I don't care who you are. You could be Tom Brady. I don't care. It's closed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's not fair otherwise for those that took action, right? To me, I'm not looking at it, well, what about this poor person who really wanted to, but you know, the dog ate his homework and he wasn't able to help. That's not my issue. My issue is, if I say it's okay for you to get an exception, then what am I saying to the person who excelled and worked his butt off and did what he needed to? Am I, you know, this life isn't about a consolation prize. This whole thing in martial arts, like, or in any kind of sporting activity, when they give everybody prizes. I think that is the most horrid thing that you can do. You are teaching mediocrity is okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that you beat your child if he doesn't come in first or second. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that when you give a prize to everyone, the one that did work hard and that legitimately won, you're sending him a signal that, hey, you can work as hard as you want. It doesn't matter. You're going to be treated just like everybody else. You can't step above it. It's a principle of communism. And communism, there's nothing wrong with it, except that human beings have a desire to excel. If we were all sheep, then communism would be great, but we're not. And when we're teaching people that, hey, it's okay, that mediocrity is okay, that if 10 kids competed, there'll be 10 trophies. Well, what about that kid that really came in first above and beyond? That's what my concern is. I want to reward him. And I'm not saying punish the other ones, but why are we rewarding mediocrity?
That's what we've been doing for the past couple generations. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember that nature will not tolerate something for nothing for very long.
That's correct.
That is not how nature works.
That's right.
And in the greater scheme of things, you know, the current wave for the last three or four generations, how this has been going on, it's a mere fraction of a second of how long humans have been on this planet. So it's time that we went back to what allowed us to become the cockroaches. You know, it's cockroaches and human beings are the two things that survive everything. And so we need to go back to those same principles. But mediocrity and the stuff, that's a sure sign of going towards extinction.
That's right. That's right. And there will be a bunch of people who are going to be extinct. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. Yeah.
It is. All right, so I said we were going to be done 6 minutes ago, so I guess we'll just wrap it up exactly at 3 hours. That's 4 minutes. So we are shutting down in 4 minutes. Any last questions in the next 4 minutes?
I think a good way to maybe round it out is, you know, all the links that you provided on screen, will they be sent in email, follow-up email along with the link to the webinar?
Yes, so I'd mentioned that we will send that out to everyone that attended, an email that will explain everything. And also to the people that didn't make it, we'll probably send out, there'll be some kind of automated message that they'll get. I don't know exactly what the automated message is, but they'll get some kind of message. But at this point, because enough people have asked, we will go ahead and make sure that this webinar is on the Tap Into Reality portal so people can see this. And it'll be up until the shopping cart opens up or closes down. And once it's closed down, then we'll take this webinar down and we'll still keep it up for all the members, because I think that there were certain principles in here that had nothing to do directly with people joining TAP, but indirectly, they were very empowering concepts and I want to keep them up. So it'll be still available for TAP members.
There's just a question here about what is your criteria for choosing a person to join TAP? I know that there are quite a lot of people who are, it's been for months now, people have been saying, I want to be in TAP. How do I get in? Can you put in a word for me? So people want any hints that.
So let me share that with you. If you are a person like this idiot, There's no chance in hell that you'll ever get in, okay? what are the criteria? I'll tell you what the criteria is. The criteria is those whose heart swells with this concept, those that have felt the tap, those that know in their heart that this was something that this time in history, that they were born specifically for this time in history, that they were meant to be here in this time in history. Yeah. It's that calling, it's that trumpet that's sounding the call to arms. It's those people. I don't mean literally call to arms. I mean the call to save humanity and move to the next point. And part of that is you cannot save someone else unless you are ready to save yourself. You must first live a result before you can give a result. You guys all know, well, maybe we should finish off on that formula then, because I don't know whether everybody knows that. Raise your hand for me if you know what that formula means. Raise your hand if you know what living a result is before you can give a result. Wow. So only about 130, 140, 150, 160, 170. All right, so it's still a pretty small fraction. It's less than 200 people, and we've got still 600 people on the webinar. So then, guys, I will close this out with this definition of live a result first before you can give a result. So when you look at the word live a result and give a result, the only difference are the two first two letters, right? L in live and G in give. Everything else is the same. So the IVE in live and give, I stands for intention. You first must set the intention. This is a formula to succeed in life. And I'm just giving this to you. But we have a lot of things like this and much more elaborate than this in TAP. But here's a gift that if you pass this on to your kids, you will bless them for the rest of their lives and their next generations. Live a result before you can give a result. Live, I in live is intention. You first set your intention. V is visualization. You visualize, you imagine exactly what it's going to look like, feel like, all those different aspects. E is emotionalize. You take the emotion of gratitude, you take the emotion of love, you take the emotion of compassion, whatever invokes that feeling of compassion, love, or gratitude, you emotionalize that visualized component that you've set the intention towards. So you set the intention, you visualize it, and then you take that emotion of gratitude, love, and compassion, and you put it with it. That's the IVE. Then you take action. That's A, live a result. You intention, set your intention, you visualize, you now emotionalize that visualization fueled by that intention, and now you take action. Whatever action it is, it doesn't matter what the action is, just some action. It could be flapping your arms, it could be doing push-ups. You put action behind that emotionalization, behind that visualization, behind that intention. And that will lead you to your result. It will always lead to that result, whatever your desired result is, but you got to do it. Some people quit after a week, after a month. Well, it hasn't happened. Guess what, guys? You may be doing it for 10 years or 20 years, but when you quit, that's what happens. You quit. You didn't keep on going. Intentionalize, visualize, emotionalize, take action, and you will achieve that result. And once you've achieved that result and you've lived that result, now you can give that result. You can pay it forward, pass it on to somebody else. That's the formula. Now, of course, I go into more detail with this, but you guys got this, and part of the first day of training, we'll talk more about that. All right. So with that, I think that Dr. Northrup could keep on going, but you know, I'm exhausted. So why does he keep on popping up? He's actually in the slide that's on the next slide from this that I made up. So you see how that. The powers that be want to send us things that are going to challenge us, right? And there's no challenge there. I see that man's face and I think to myself, how many other sad souls are there out there like him? So anyway, we'll just leave it at that. I want to thank you, Dr. Northrup, for taking so much time with myself and with my coaches and to do this webinar. It's been an absolute pleasure. I always love spending time with you, even when we get in the phone calls. You know, guys, just so you know, I'll send Dr. Northrup. I think today was the first time I said, you got a couple of minutes. We got on the phone. We were literally on there for a couple of minutes, but sometimes I say, you have a minute. She says, sure. And then it's like 3 hours later, we get off the phone. So anyway,
that's right.
I really appreciate you taking all the time today and sharing your wisdom and your insight and your experience with everybody that was on this webinar. And thank you to the coaches, to Eric and Aaron and Tiffany for helping out, and to you guys for being here. And yes. Guys, do me a favor. If you found this to be empowering, pass it on to other people. Even if you don't join TAP, we just want the right people, and you may be the right person and it may not be the right time, and that's okay. I don't want anybody to beat themselves up about it, okay? But please pay it forward, pass it on. And if you think that somebody could benefit from those inspirational videos on Tap Into Reality or even this webinar, let them know to go check the website out. All right. I appreciate you all being here, and I wish you all a wonderful rest of the week. Good night and God bless.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.